Is this real? Or have the hallucinations begun? I squeeze my eyes tight and try to breathe through my mouth, ordering myself not to become sick. Breakfast must stay down. It might be days before I can hunt again. A second cannon fires, and I'm guessing the girl from District 4 has just died. I hear the birds fall silent, and then one give the warning call, which means a hovercraft is about to appear. Confused, I think it's for Glimmer, although this doesn't quite make sense because I'm still in the picture, still fighting for the arrows. I lurch back onto my knees and the trees around me begin to spin in circles. In the middle of the sky, I spot the hovercraft. I throw myself over Glimmer's body as if to protect it, but then I see the girl from District 4 being lifted into the air and vanishing. Do this, I command myself. Clenching my jaw, I dig my hands under Glimmer's body, get a hold on what must be her ribcage, and force her onto her stomach. I can't help it. I'm hyperventilating now. The whole thing is so nightmarish, and I'm losing my grasp on what's real. I tug on the silver sheath of arrows, but it's caught on something. Her shoulder blade. Something. And finally, yank it free. I've just encircled the sheath with my arms, when I hear the footsteps, several pairs, coming through the underbrush, and I realize the careers have come back. They've come back to kill me, or get their weapons, or both. But it's too late to run. I pull a slimy arrow from the sheath and try to position it on the bowstring, but instead of one string, I see three, and the stench from the stings is so repulsive I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm helpless as the first hunter crashes through the trees, spear lifted, poised to throw. The shock on Peter's face makes no sense to me. I wait for the blow. Instead, his arm drops to his side. What are you still doing here? He hisses at me. I stare uncomprehendingly as a trickle of water drips off a sting under his ear. His whole body starts sparkling as if he's been dipped in dew. Are you mad? He's prodding me with the shaft of the spear now. Get up! Get up! I rise, but he's still pushing at me. What? What is going on? He shoves me away from him hard. Run! He screams. Run! Behind him, Cato slashes his way through the brush. He's sparkling wet, too, and badly stung under one eye. I catch the gleam of sunlight on his sword, and do as Peter says, holding tightly to my bow and arrows, banging into trees that appear out of nowhere, tripping and falling as I try to keep my balance, back past my pool and into unfamiliar woods. The world begins to bend in alarming ways. A butterfly balloons to the size of a house that shatters into a million stars. Trees transform to blood and splash down over my boots. Ants begin to crawl out of the blisters on my hands, and I can't shake them free. They're climbing up my arms, my neck. Someone's screaming, a long, high-pitched scream that never breaks for breath. I have a vague idea it might be me. I trip and fall into a small pit, lined with tiny orange bubbles that hum like the tracker-jacker nest. Tucking my knees up to my chin, I wait for death. Sick and disoriented, I'm able to form only one thought. Peter Mellark just saved my life. Then the ants bore into my eyes, and I black out.